You probably think of cavities more as a nuisance than a health threat. That's true if you see a dentist regularly. Overall, cavities are declining. On the other hand, Joel Berg teaches dentistry at the UW, and he sees children every week for oral surgery as young as age 18 months or 2 years.
For preschoolers, it's actually gotten worse in the last couple of decades. There are more cavities, there are more kids coming into the emergency rooms with swollen faces because they have an infection that's gone beyond the tooth.
Sometimes they end up with a toddler version of a root canal, and some have metal caps on their teeth. Berg says what really bugs him is how preventable it is. In theory, kids are supposed to start seeing a dentist at age one. Among poor children, even after years of outreach, still fewer than half the kids do by age six. That's why dentists have been training pediatricians and family doctors to look for tooth decay. Toddlers are seeing the doctor a dozen times in the early years, getting their shots and so on. Berg says doctors can check for warning signs.
Seeing, do they have white spots? The earliest signs of a cavity forming, a white spot, where we still could actually treat it with things like fluoride.
Doctors can also teach parents, such as about the danger of all-day snacking.
It's not about the quantity of these sugars, but the frequency. And knowing that if the kid's constantly exposed to sugar, that's going to put them at great risk for a lot of cavities.
Crackers, fruit leathers, even a sippy cup with milk or juice can be bad if a child is snacking all day long. A doctor training program run by the Washington Dental Service Foundation has been expanding at the UW. There's a national push to make dental screening a required course for family doctors. This week's conference in Seattle focuses on ways doctors and dentists can work together. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.